as far as the state budget's concerned and the public deficit, you know, for years we've spent billions of dollars more than we knew we had, expanded government in ways we knew we couldn't afford, you know, created programs we knew we couldn't pay for, and they were like, facing the legitimate consequences of that bad behavior, having a pile of either past due bills or debt. We need to look at some of those programs and policies and agencies that were created under Blagojevich, which I might add, if you look at his articles of impeachment, that was one of the reasons we impeached him, is creating programs and spending that was not approved by the General Assembly. And we need to start looking at removing some of those programs. We need to adopt an approach of zero-based budgeting where instead of saying, okay, this is what government spent last year, now let's tweak it to make it fit a number, we start from zero, figure out what the key priorities of state government are, and build up from there, making government as efficient as possible and the state spending as efficient as possible. And when we create these programs, we measure the outcome of those programs to make sure they're doing the job we intend them to do. You mentioned two things of how to get this numbers and measurements. Illinois has what's a budgeting for results law that's theoretically supposed to do this. Okay, what's this program do? What's it spending? What are outcomes are it achieving? How do we measure that? The problem is that commission simply isn't doing the job. So at a certain point, it may just be the General Assembly is going to have to do this work themselves, setting up staff to say, okay, this group wants $100,000 for this program. This is their objective. How do we measure whether it's successful or not? And before they get their appropriation for the next year, we have that sitting in front of us on our desks to make that decision. And I think really the General Assembly needs to start doing that work if the executive branch is not. As far as the prisons that you make mention of, our prisons have a population of 48,000 and a system designed for about 33,000. Every few years we talk about prison closures, closing two or three prisons, and they're always two or three different prisons. What I want to see, you know, before I'd support a prison closure, regardless of where it is like, okay, how are we going to deal with the overpopulation problem? And, you know, what are our facilities going to support? What, you know, what can we do for that prison population before we close prisons? And there might be a case we need to build more. If 48,000 people in a corrections facility is the legitimate number and we can't do anything about that number, we need to ensure the public safety, not by releasing violent offenders on the street like was done last year with the Meritorious Good Time Push program.